We're back with the KGNC Agribusiness News Hour and continuing our conversation with Randall County Extension Agent J.D. Ragland. We covered corn and sorghum harvest. We covered cotton and the severity of the weather and how it's impacting that crop. But I want to continue this conversation looking at wheat. Because along the same lines of drought, we've got this new winter wheat crop in the ground. How is that looking at the moment?
Yeah, well, again, with our dry land situation, it's certainly suffering out there. Now, the snow that we received did give us a little bit of light in terms of being able to get some of that dry land wheat that's just been sitting out there in the field, really not having any added growth or development just simply because it's too dry. The snow did give us a little bit of moisture, and some of those dry land fields kind of got a shot in the arm, if you will, and started to perk up a little bit. But we're definitely going to need more moisture on those dry land situations. The dry land wheat crop right now in Randall County and throughout the High Plains is really weak, and that's primarily due to the lack of moisture. And as you know, Shannon, that's detrimental to our agricultural setting in the High Plains. Why? Because we have a lot of our cattle that are put and grazed on our wheat throughout the High Plains. And with our dry land wheat suffering, there's just not a lot of grazing out there for our cattle guys that put a lot of stocker cattle out and graze them out during the winter months. So definitely an impact there. On our irrigated side, our wheat looks fairly decent, although we've had to fight some army worm issues, some insect pressure, a little bit of rust, which is a fungus-type issue that some of our producers have had to fight and treat for. But again, we do have a little bit more growth and activity in terms of development in our irrigated wheat fields, but our dry land is suffering. And consequently, as you drive up and down the highways and byways of the High Plains region, you'll see cattle grazing out on wheat. But if you'll take a close look, most cases, that's on irrigated situations only, very limited on the dry land side.
All right. Well, that's all the time we have today with Randall County Extension Agent J.D. Ragland. Thank you so much for joining us. Tomorrow, we will be looking at making plans for next year, you know, booking seed, pre-plant meetings, those sorts of things in Randall County through Texas A&M AgriLife Extension. For KGNC Agribusiness News, I'm Shannon Gray.